with Will Johnson, only at band.video.
Good evening. It is Friday. Thank you for joining us on this firepowernews.com event. So, I'm pretty sure you've seen President Trump was in Dallas last night and he had a beautiful rally. So many people showed up. But you know what? America is on the edge of falling out. I mean, with the Democrats, what they're trying to do to President Trump, with the whole coup, the impeachment, trying to just do anything and everything they can to get rid of him. See, keeping America great. How do we do that? By voting for President Trump in 2020. That is the best way we can do it. The other option is to allow one of these socialist Democrats that don't give 2 cents about the American people or this country the ability to take control. See, I was in Dallas, Texas yesterday evening when there was thousands upon thousands of Americans that love this country all showed up. And of course, the liberal media, they don't want anyone to know that so many people showed up. Of course not, because they want people to believe that no one supports President Trump. A great example, just look at his Twitter. All of the negative comments come to the surface. So, when you have all of these rallies and President Trump is doing and going across the country doing these events, of course you have your local Antifa show up and all these other hateful Democrats that protest against President Trump. Not because he's done something wrong, because he hasn't as president. The main protesters that were at this event, they're upset because President Trump pulled our young men and women out of the Middle East. See, he took our young men and women and brought them home and got them out of harm's way. He is holding up to his promises. Not what the Democrats want him to do. The Democrats are now the party of war, destruction. We see how they're trying to do America. Do you think other countries are exempt? Absolutely not. They want to act like they care for these people in these other countries, but they really don't. They have special interests in these other countries. One of the things that really stood out to me about this rally and the protesters is that the men that were of fighting age protesting against President Trump for bringing our young men and women home, complaining that they're not over there dying. They're over here on America's soil kicking and screaming when they can get a one-way ticket to the Middle East and join the fight. We're not going to stop them. By all means, buy your ticket today. We had a special guest show up in Texas with us yesterday evening, Alex Jones. He showed up in an armored vehicle, and the left, they became completely triggered, unhinged. I saw from firsthand that I think they hate Alex Jones so much. I think they probably hate him more than President Trump. If not, it's really close. America is on the stretch. We are on the last stretch of being a sovereign nation. If the Democrats have their way, we would never, ever have another great president like Donald J. Trump walk through the White House doors. It'll never happen again. So what can we do about it? 2020, we need everybody, that means you, everyone that you know that can vote in the up and coming election. You've got to get out there and vote. You got to vote them out 2020. One thing you can do that can help me out is go over to band.video. Once you go to band.video, there's a little link right up here at the top. It's blinking red. Yeah, it's red. You click on that link, it says live TV, it'll take you to it. Let's head on into the studio. So tonight we're going to take your phone calls. Second hour, we're going to take your phone calls, but we're going to talk about the event. We're going to talk about Trump's rally that took place last night, and we're going to talk about other events that's going on in the world. So I encourage you, go to band.video, share that link for firepowernews.com. Share the link for Firepower. Join us. Join us in this fight. Connect with us. Connect with us. We need your help. We need you to fight with us. By you supporting us, you're doing your part. My name is Will Johnson, Tom Pepper, firepowernews.com. We'll be back.
Can you answer me a question?
Yeah, sure. Hey, what is your question?
Why should Trump be impeached?
Wait, because he went to a foreign power and asked him to help him win the election. It's against
him. They did? He doesn't need their help. Why would he do that?
He said he did.
He needs the help, and he's done that.
He needs their help. He admitted it.
Well, it reads like a classic organized crime shakedown. I hear what you want. I have a favor I want from you, though. I want you to make up dirt on my political opponent, understand lots of it.
I'm taking over this territory. From now on, it's mine.
How would you like to wake up in the morning next to the head of a horse?
You know, asking a foreign power to help you is an impeachable offense.
You know what I'm asking, and so I'm only going to say this a few more times, in a few more ways. And by the way, don't call me again. I'll call you when you've done what I asked.
If you ain't out of town by tomorrow morning, you won't never leave it except in a pine box.
He admitted it. Like it was okay.
How did he say it?
He said, yes, I made that telephone call to the president of Ukraine.
Okay.
Yes.
And so what was his exact words? Did he say, look, I want you to look into Joe Biden and help me with the 2020 election?
And gangsters don't talk straight.
They don't talk straight.
And he does.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
If a Democrat did what Donald Trump has done, the Republicans would be all over it.
I said, you're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired.
Get your hate out of my state.
Get your hate out of my state.
This is like brainwashing 101.
Get your hate out of my state.
All right. FirePowerNews.com, Tom Pepper. How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing all right, Will.
I have to admit, you know what? I'm really, really tired. After the event, we drove back, and I'm working on fumes right now. So if I can't say something proper, you just have to help me out. Not that I can say it proper anyway, but you need to help me out. Hey, it's nice to see you, Tom.
Nice to see you. You guys had a whole lot of fun last night with the armored vehicle. Protesters, they looked like a pack of hyenas desperately trying to grab you and grab Alex and everyone else who was with you. I'm glad you made it back home safe, Will.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, it was worse than a pack of hyenas. They remind me of The Walking Dead. I mean, seriously, as soon as they saw Alex, they were like, I'm serious. That's the way they act. They started just foaming at the mouth. And it's like, what is wrong with these people? You know what? All they have to do is ignore him. I mean, seriously, just think about it. When Trump supporters have events, when President Trump shows up to a different town, just ignore him. But see, they can't do that. There's something in them that's so evil and so demonic that they feel that they have to lash out. And we saw that last night, especially when he started walking around. Oh my goodness. It was unbelievable.
They were not happy whatsoever. It was some great television, though. It was great to see you guys on the ground as I was back in the studio providing coverage. And it sounds like you got some fantastic interviews with these people, and I do use that term loosely.
Yeah. Well, they are people. They're at least a little bit above room temperature.
That's right, just a degree or two.
Exactly. But, you know, I think one of the things about that I really like about the Trump rally is that there's so many people there, thousands. I think I don't even remember the net exact number. Someone said it was close to 80,000 people that showed up inside and outside. I mean, it was just, you couldn't even see the street. There were so many people when the rally was going on. And it was just an absolutely wonderful thing. And right now you see it on the screen. You can see I'm holding a microphone up there. And what you can't see right there, there's a gentleman standing right next to me, asking Alex Jones about some questions about how Alex, you know, because Alex Jones was bringing attention to how Joe Biden talked about the 17th and how Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas. And then Joe Biden like, oh, I didn't mean to say the 17th. I didn't mean to say that. And so it was like everyone was thinking, what's trying to happen here? I think personally, because Alex Jones did what he did, he prevented them from doing it. Because if they would have tried to do something to President Trump and Alex Jones is screaming it, then they'd be like, okay, well, you have to take him as more credible, right? But they don't want to give Alex Jones any credit. But anyways, the the reporter that was standing next to me was trying to make Alex Jones act like he was lying and like he wasn't telling the truth, as if they didn't say on CNN that they need to kill President Trump or even Rudy Giuliani, stick a knife in their back. I mean, seriously, it's really ridiculous. But, man, it was so awesome when he rolled up and this to see the liberals. They were just like, ah.
Well, the man certainly knows how to make an entrance. But, you know, Will, I think that you may be right about that, because we never know how many times InfoWars coverage and now with the brand new band.video coverage prevent things from happening, because we find their plans. It's in leaked audio. It's impossible Freudian slips on the debate stage. You report that and all of a sudden it's like, well, gee, now they're on to us. Now enough people know about this. We can't talk about it anymore. I mean, I hesitate to think what they're planning to do should the Inspector General report be really bad for them. I hate to think of what they would do to distract. You can only use your imagination.
Exactly, exactly. You know, I've been trying to get some rest. Like I said, I didn't go to sleep until about 4 a.m. this morning, because I was doing some of the editing for the from all the footage from yesterday. But I saw someone sent me a message, a really good friend, John Michael Chambers, actually, and saying that look out, we're getting ready to see some information about the deep state come next week that's going to really make a difference in everything that we were seeing. So I'm eager to see that. I can't get into too much details because I don't know exactly what's going on in that. You may know more about it than I do. I've been trying to sleep as much as possible, but it's just so much going on, and just, I'm so excited to get out there and engage. I really do need to take some downtime before I just, fall out. But I did take some X2. I did take some X2 after I woke up this morning, and well, I guess this afternoon, I did take some X2, and that's really helping me out a lot. I have to tell you, if I didn't take that, I wouldn't be able to function. I'd be like, Tom, hey, you gotta hold the helm.
Well, Will, it does really help you fire on all cylinders. I mean, I like X2. It's very, very potent. X3 has an amazing taste. It's slightly less potent. Both are amazing products. And they really, I mean, you take it for a good amount of time. It takes about a week to really start kicking in. And you just feel, I have more energy. I think more clearly. They're amazing products. You can get at our sponsor, InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great product. And I'm not saying that just to get people to go out and buy it. I encourage you to buy it because it actually works. And for me, originally I was taking it every day, but my body kind of like went into shock. It's like, oh, what's going on? What's going on? So now I take it like every other day until I can get more acclimated and having this, what my body needs, and have it to, it's in my body. So I think we have another clip here that we can probably get to. Do we want to go ahead and play that clip, or do we want to play it when we come back? Let's do this. Let's go to number three. Let's play number three, and then we'll save number two for when we come back. Let's play this clip.
And Texas is the state where generations of farmers, ranchers, pioneers, and oil workers built a life and a home with their own two beautiful hands. They didn't have a lot of money. They didn't have a lot of luxury, but they all had one thing in common. They loved their families, they loved their country, and they loved their God.
The Democrats hate to hear that.
These courageous Texas patriots did not shed their blood, sweat, and tears so that we could sit at home while others tried to erase their legacy, demolish our liberty, and destroy our proud American heritage. We will never, ever allow that to happen.
Thank you. Thank you. And you know what, Tom? Every time I hear him in a speech, I find another reason to just have more respect for this man and to be more thankful that God blessed us in this day and age right now for someone like President Trump.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I feel the same way. After watching a Trump speech, I can see, especially if you were watching on the big screens outside, or I don't know if you were able to get in, but I can see why you had the energy to be up until 4 a.m., Will. The man is inspiring.
Dude, I mean, it's so awesome. And triggering these liberals, they really help out a lot, too. I mean, I do have a problem. I like triggering liberals. What do you say? All right. Tom Pepper, Will Johnson, FirepowerNews.com. We'll be back after this.
I'm here, man. Excuse me. So now you want to talk? Now you're talking to people? You wouldn't talk to me earlier. Why not?
You didn't try to talk to me.
Why not? I tried to talk to you earlier. I tried to talk to NC earlier. Look at you. Look at you. You don't want to talk now. Talk, 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 talk. Black news show, you want to talk, right? It's like Zill.
Well, I just wanted to come out here and support Trump, see what all the hubbub's about, and, you know, see the fascists, anti-fascists, yeah, same thing.
The anti-American, right?
Right. Right.
That's what they are. They're the true Nazis,
exactly,
over there.
Exactly. I know, and they don't know it. So it's like, how can you comprehend it?
I mean, how do you get them to realize they have so much hate in their heart, and they're so angry all the time?
Their philosophy is blinded by hate. They have no compassion for people that they deem incompassionate. I mean, it's ridiculous. You go out there and you see these people being self-righteous, acting in a way that they think is right. And you go up to them and they can't explain why. They're just so blinded. They know what they hate, but they have no idea what they love.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous.
You know what that is?
Yeah.
They've been turned over to a reprobate mind.
Absolutely.
That I'm on the wrong side?
That's what they would say.
It's because they are not informed. They don't know what the Democrats are doing to this country. Once the Democrats led Hillary Clinton to sell our natural resources, they are behaving like Mexican politicians. So this is how we are going to end it up. We are going to end it up like Mexico. Because they abuse, they steal. The Democrats can do whatever they want. Look, watch it. America, wake up. Defend your flag and your national hymn, okay? We need to fight for our children. I don't want this country to be like Mexico just because of corrupt politicians. We need to fight and have the courage. The courage that Trump has, he has the cojones. Only one flag, and it's the American flag. America, United States, I love you.
Wow, you know what? There were so many people like her out there that love this country. And look at her. She's not actually from America, to my understanding. And she loves this country more than the progressives that were born in this country. Tom, how does that even work? Have you ever, did you ever think that we would see such a thing? People born here hate this country. People that weren't born here, they love this country.
You know, it's a new phenomenon that we're experiencing, Will, where people who come from these terrible, President Trump allegedly had a word for him, the S-hole countries, people who come from these places, she specifically mentioned that the Democrats are acting like Mexican politicians, where that's a nice way to say they're acting like they're controlled by cartels and organized crime. So she's undoubtedly seen this. It sounds like firsthand. She knows what a corrupt government, what a banana republic is really like. She comes to America to flee that, and she can accurately see that the Democrats are trying to bring back the same style of corruption that it sounds like she fled and came here, I would assume legally, to get away from. So it's fascinating that we see people like this. Well, another thing that I noticed just with both those interviews is I adore how President Trump has raised the average awareness of people in this country. It used to just be the Alex Jones audience and the Banda video audience had a good perspective, a good idea of what was actually happening in this country. Now, thanks to President Trump, you ask an average Trump supporter, you know, tell me about Hillary Clinton. They immediately start talking about, oh yeah, she sold a bunch of our uranium to the Russians. She destroyed Libya. She did all, people are so smart nowadays because of President Trump, because of the Trump effect, that we have brilliant interviews like that. I mean, Will, I don't know what her background was, but I wouldn't be surprised if we were interviewing her on this show as a guest. She seemed very intelligent.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And you know what? So here we have another clip where President Trump is talking about the radical Democrats want to destroy America as we know it. I've been saying it. You've been saying it. Everybody on the right's been saying it. And it's beautiful that the President of the United States is acknowledging it and saying it as well. So let's go to that clip.
Destroy America as we know it. They want to indoctrinate our children and teach them that America is a sinful, wicked nation. You see that happening all the time.
And that's because Democrats are still here.
What they want to teach your kids, not good.
Mm.
They come home, mommy, daddy, this is what I learned. And you're going, oh, no, don't tell me. Let's get them into another school fast. They want to disarm law-abiding citizens. They want to take your guns away. And they want to install far-left judges to shred our Constitution. It's not happening. They want to tear down symbols of faith and drive Christians and religious believers from the public square. They want to silence your voices on social media, and they want the government to censor, muzzle, and shut down conservative voices. You know that. If they didn't hate our country, they wouldn't be doing this to our country. They wouldn't be
absolutely.
Doing it.
They wouldn't be doing it. 100% they wouldn't be doing it. Now, you know, he didn't go into detail about what they're teaching our children. He just goes, oh, don't tell me, don't tell me. He's talking about them teaching our children in this nation about homosexual acts, how to have the homosexual sex, and even that they should embrace homosexual lifestyle. That's what he's talking about. I guarantee it. I mean, what else would it be to say, oh, don't, you know, don't tell me. It's not sex ed, because we've all had sex ed from ever. But now they're wanting to teach children about sinful acts. And then he says, this is a sinful nation. The only reason why America is a sinful nation, because we have leftist Democrats in this country trying to keep all these sinful acts relevant, trying to make them all happy.
It sounds like he's had this happen with Barron Trump. I mean, that's what I thought when I was watching that live. It sounds like Barron has come home from school and said, Dad, what's the gingerbread man? Or something along those lines. I mean, that's a new story we have up. It's on the top of nationalfile.com, by the way. Seventh grade students in North Carolina are being taught the gingerbread man. Gender. With a D.
Yes, not gingerbread man, but gender.
And they have these lessons from kindergarten on up. The whistleblower that we had come to National File was a seventh grade, a parent of a seventh grader, I believe. And essentially what it is it's a picture of the genital region. And it says, well, this is attraction. So say what you're attracted to. And then it's a picture of the heart. And it says, this is what sex you're attracted to. So say what sex you're attracted to. Then it's a picture of the brain. This is how you identify. If you identify as a girl or an agender or whatever it is, write that here. And so this is what President Trump is referring to. It's this type of absurdity that's being taught to our children. I mean, beyond the fact that they're trying to destroy the nuclear family and everything that makes Western civilization great, it's just disgusting that children are being told this. I mean, I didn't have sex ed until I was a teenager. And then it was basically, don't get an STD. If you do, this Q-tip is going somewhere you don't want it to go. That's what sex ed should be.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have another clip where President Trump is talking about how the Democrats wanting to censor and muzzle conservatives and shut down conservative voices. So let's go to that clip.
They want to tear down symbols of faith and drive Christians and religious believers from the public square. They want to silence your voices on social media, and they want the government to censor, muzzle, and shut down conservative voices. You know that.
Wow. This is ridiculous. I mean, you know what? Thank God we have President Trump acknowledging it. Thank God. All right. Will Johnson, Tom Pepper, FirepowerNews.com. We'll be back in a minute.
The same people pushing us to fight endless wars overseas want us to open our borders to mass migration from these war-torn and terror-afflicted regions. Their policies would import terrorism right onto our shores with American-issued visas. Oh, isn't that wonderful? And by the way, the Democrats want open borders. They want everybody to flow in. They want those caravans to flow in. The caravan. And they wouldn't get rid of the loopholes, but you know what? Mexico's been great. Mexico today had 27,000 soldiers on our border. And we stopped this horrible migration of people.
You know what? The Democrats, you know what, Tom, what it makes me think about, because when I was at the rally yesterday, President Trump's rally, and you have these people, they're protesting because we're not sending our men and women over there to die. And President Trump wants to concentrate on the safety and our sovereignty here in the United States. The Democrats don't care about our southern border, where it is a crisis. It is a major crisis on our southern border. Why aren't they concerned about that? Go ahead.
Well, it's obviously the double standard. I mean, they want the destruction of America. And as President Trump just kind of hinted, they're engineering it. I mean, suddenly the Democrats are very, very concerned about the border integrity of Syria, but they don't care about the border integrity of the United States of America. I mean, maybe that's what we should do. We should declare a war on illegal immigration and we can have Toby Keith sing a ballad at the football game. And then all of a sudden, maybe we'll have some serious contemplation about what to do with the southern border. But for a serious minute, I mean, to be serious for a minute, that's really what they want. It's all by design. Gaddafi in Libya said, look, if I am taken out, African migrants will overwhelm Europe and they will overwhelm the United States. He was taken out by Hillary Clinton. Please run, Hillary. I'd love to see it happen. And as a result, migrants overwhelm the United States. Migrants are definitely overwhelming the European Union, Turkey. The reason why any of this was even a discussion is because Turkey is sitting on top of 3.6 million so-called Syrian refugees, threatening to let them go into Europe and eventually the United States. And by the way, Will, they are coming in at the southern border. There have now been two or three or probably more different instances where we know ISIS was planning to use the porous southern border to get these terrorists into the United States to commit acts of terror. If it was happening 2 years ago and those reports, the reports just came out, but that's when they were referring to, you know, it's still happening now. You get reports of people from the Democratic Republic of the Congo coming in through Mexico. You get reports of people from Southeast Asia coming in through the southern border. So you're right. It is a crisis. And I'm glad we have a president who is willing to focus on our borders and not the borders of random countries in the Middle East.
You're absolutely right. And I'm surprised that AOC hasn't came up with this idea about, oh, I know what we can do with all the ISIS members that's in over in the Middle East, that's in these prisons. Let's put them in the detention centers on our southern border. I'm surprised she hasn't came up with that.
Well, that's such a good point. Yeah. I know we've got more clips, but we are essentially seeing Democrats support indefinite detention without any type of constitutional authority in the Middle East. But here in the United States, when people break the law and they're put in a temporary detention facility, then it's a horrible crime against human rights. I mean, it's bizarre. You know,
it's racist. I mean, it's racist to put someone in a detention center for committing a crime. My goodness. So we have to have open borders so we're no longer racist. Let's go to this clip about Beto saying this, you know, kind of explaining this.
In this country again, and we decide that there will be no fear as we rewrite this country's immigration laws in our own image, legalizing America, beginning with more than a million dreamers by making them U.S. citizens in this, their home country.
Wow.
Deciding that a racism in our criminal justice system is also a racism in our economy, is also a racism in healthcare, is also a racism in education in America. And ladies and gentlemen, we say to the rest of this country, it is no longer sufficient not to be racist. Each one of us must commit to being anti-racist in America going forward.
If you want to be anti-racist in America, then you're going to have to get rid of these racist Democrats in America. That's the only way to do it.
That is the only way. Or I guess he can do a lot of this. You know, this seems to be Beto's only thing. But it was very interesting. So he said, in our own image. I mean, Beto, or should I say Robert Francis, what are we talking about? Are we going to get more Irish Americans here? I mean, I love Ireland. I guess that'd be fine. We can get more Irish Americans here. And also, what is a racism? I mean, that, to my knowledge, I thought that was an internet meme that people joke, oh, that's a racism. You can't say that. You can't say you support Alex Jones. That's a racism. Now you've got Beto O'Rourke. This is a racism, and a racism in any type of legal system is a racism, and we have to be anti-racisms. I mean, what a bizarre little man this guy is.
Yeah, you know what? He has the weirdest. I mean, I think he's on an aircraft carrier and he's directing planes, you know, or on the runway of an airplane strip and just, let's go this way. I mean, dude is just, and you know what? It caught my attention too. We have to create this in our image. See, that tells me right there. And I look at everything spiritually. Satan is wanting to make everything in his image. That's why he wants to change what it is to be a little boy and or a little girl or a woman or a man, because he wants to change things into his image, which is grotesque, evil, demonic. You know, I mean, so it's just that's exactly what made me think about. And that's exactly where the Democrats lead to. So now we have another one where Beto says Trump stands on immigration just like the Third Reich. Seriously? Really? I'm like, am I reading this right? Let's go to that clip.
That there are three kinds of fear against which we must guard and stand against and make sure that we overcome and defeat. The first is this fabricated fear of the president, who wants us to be afraid of one another. A president, when he was a candidate, who said that he would ban all Muslims, all people of one religion, from the shores of a country that is comprised of people from all traditions of faith, all walks of life, every single country on the planet. It is hard outside of the Third Reich to find another example in modern human history a leader of a modern democracy saying that one people of one religion are inherently dangerous or disqualified or defective. And yet that's what our president did. The same president who described Mexican immigrants as rapists and criminals.
And who is still repeating these lies 4 years later. The lies just never stop.
Born in this country. A president who not only caged those kids, but described asylum seekers who survived a 2,000-mile journey, much of that on foot, some of that atop a train known as the Beast or La Bestia. And here, when they thought they had reached salvation and refuge and asylum, instead they found their worst nightmare, because this president described them as an invasion, an infestation. He called them predators and animals. He tried to make them less than human so that we would treat them less than human. A president.
Dude is lying through his teeth.
Who wants to make us
that's complete insanity. I mean, what he's doing is dehumanizing his political opponents. He's calling us a bunch of Nazis, and we haven't seen this since the third. I guess maybe if I do one of these, then people will believe me. People haven't seen this since the Third Reich. Therefore, Trump supporters are all Nazis. And as we all know, you can punch a Nazi.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, really?
And what he says does not just offend our sensibilities.
He said our sensibility. They don't have any sense. I mean, progressives don't have a lick of sense. Yes, I said it, progressives. And if you just happen to be watching or listening right now, you're progressive. I hate to break it down to you. You're suffering from TDS. You have no sense. Get you a bottle today. And take as many as you can. Wow, what a nut job. What a nut job. Was everybody sitting Indian style, or was he standing on something? Did you notice that too? I mean, it's really weird. Okay, firepowernews.com. We'll be back.
I ask unanimous consent that the Senate proceed to the immediate consideration of calendar number 246, HJ Res 77, that the joint resolution be read a third time, and the Senate vote on passage with no intervening action or debate.
Is there objection?
Madam President.
The Senator from Kentucky.
Reserving the right to object, the Constitution is quite clear on this subject. If the minority leader wishes to engage in the civil war in Syria that's been going on for nearly a decade, we should obey the Constitution. He should come to the floor and say that we are ready to declare war, we are ready to authorize force, and we are going to stick our troops in the middle of this messy, messy five-sided civil war, where we would be ostensibly opposed to the Turkish government that has made an incursion. We would then be opposed to our NATO ally. Be the first time in history that we would be inserting ourselves militarily against a NATO ally. None of this is to excuse Turkey's action. And in fact, today I will offer a resolution that would actually do something. The resolution that's being offered is simply a way to have petty partisan criticism of the president infect this body. Mine actually would have the force of law and would prevent any arms from being sold to Turkey, which would be a serious rebuke to what they're doing in Syria. But the Constitution is quite clear. No authorization has ever been given for the use of force in Syria. No authorization of declaration of war. No permission to be there at all. So if they want to insert themselves into the civil war, by all means, let's have a debate. Let's have the constitutional debate. But I, for one, am not willing to send one young man or one young woman, one soldier over there without a clear mission. There is no clear mission. There is no clear enemy. And in fact, the war is largely over. Assad is going to remain for better or worse. So we have a despot on one side, Erdogan. We got another despot on the other side, Assad. And here's the deal. The Kurds have to live there. It's despairing that they have to live there. But you know what? Their best chance for survival is having an ally inside of Syria. If they become allied, and it appears they are, if they become allied with Assad, you know what? There is a possibility of a Kurdish area within Syria. There may well be an opportunity for a Kurdish area similar to what has happened in Iraq. So I object to this resolution because this resolution does nothing to fix the problem. My resolution would stop arms sales to Turkey, and so I will object to this resolution.
So you mean to tell me that we have Republicans, GOP members, that's wanting to keep U.S. military personnel overseas engaged in this fight, this battle, when we shouldn't have been there in the first place? Is that how you understand it, Tom? Or am I missing something?
No, that's exactly right. I mean, Will, what we're seeing here is a perfect example of the uniparty. Both parties come together on a number of key issues, like, for example, endless war in the Middle East. We've seen countless Republicans come out to rebuke President Trump for removing a whopping 50, or I've heard as low as 28 people from this part of Syria, then standing down and abandoning our Kurdish allies. When the fact is, I mean, if you want to make the constitutional argument, we have not had a constitutional war since the Korean War, which, by the way, is still ongoing. President Trump is trying to end it. But we have never once had the Congress come together and debate, should we go to war? What are our objectives? All right, we will give authorization for a military conflict. Instead, what we've seen is the executive branch of government, the Oval Office, the president, President Bush, President Clinton, President Obama, take unprecedented action and engage in all of these military policing conflicts, whatever they want to call it. It's, you just get a coalition and you go to the Middle East. There's no more legislating about it. There's no more discussion, no more bickering. You just do what you want in the executive office. And what really bothers me, Will, is after shirking its ability for decades and decades, 50 years or more now, they've shirked their responsibility in Congress, because we finally have President Trump, who is not a globalist, he's not a member of the uniparty, we have Trump in office, and now all of a sudden Congress wants its power back. They want to have the ability to decide where we go to war and when. It's really quite sickening, because of course they're not trying to do this for what Rand Paul is saying. Rand Paul is saying, no, let's get out of the Middle East, and if you want to go back to the Middle East, then let's actually declare a war. No, they just want the executive branch to continue as it was under Obama, Bush, Clinton, Carter, even Reagan. Endless wars, no end in sight, murder, death, American boys and girls coming back in body bags.
Absolutely. So we have a clip with Colonel McGregor. He lays it out, what really happened in Syria like no other. So a lot of people don't even know, because I've talked to people and say exactly what's happening, who's on whose side, who's fighting who? Why are they fighting? So let's go to this clip so we can get more people to understand exactly what's happening.
Colonel, what do you make of the response to the president's announcement?
Well, the swamp is clearly very disturbed, because the president has done something that I have not witnessed in the last 30 years. He's actually injecting strategy back into American foreign and defense policy. Let me explain. He's turned to Mr. Erdogan, who has been trying to carve out a portion of Syria now for a very long time. Remember, Mr. Erdogan is also partially responsible for standing up ISIS. Then ISIS turned out to be a Frankenstein's monster, and he decided it needed to be brought under control. Now he wants to resettle Sunni Arab refugees in northwestern Syria and create a kind of security zone for Turkish interests. But he's also simultaneously told Mr. Erdogan, you can do this, but now you are responsible for dealing with ISIS if ISIS rears its head. If it comes back, it's your problem. Now, this is a very important point. The president has shifted the burden of responsibility for something that is clearly regional, clearly goes back to Turkey, to Mr. Erdogan. At the same time, Russia has promised to maintain the territorial integrity of Syria, come what may. How is Russia going to deal with Mr. Erdogan, who has decided to carve out a piece of Syria for his own purposes? And then we have Iran. Iran wants to maintain its connectivity to Lebanon and its Shiite allies in that country. But with the Turks dominating northern Syria, Iran now is going to be unable, or at least will find it far, far more difficult to connect with Lebanon. The point is, the president has checkmated all of the key players in the region in Syria. Now they must confront each other for a change.
But wait. Wow. You know what? That completely lays it out. And it's about, you know, President Trump not doing, and I think you mentioned it. I think you mentioned it in a different broadcast about how with the fall of Rome, you know, thinning out the military. One of the reasons, right? Thinning out the military. President Trump is, being strategic. 30 years, and it hasn't happened in 30 years. And here comes a president that's doing something that goes against the globalist agenda. You know, and like you mentioned, as long as we keep soldiers in these third world countries, keep our soldiers over there dying every day for an unjust cause that has no cause for America. And I love how you sit there and hear how the Democrats say, oh, by us pulling the troops out, we're putting America in danger. It's regional. The colonel just said it. It's regional. It has nothing to do with America. You fix your own issues. Let America fix our own issues. Everyone will be happier about it at the end of the day.
Well, one of the fascinating parts that the colonel alluded to there is Turkey, and Rand Paul must know this. I don't know, maybe he slipped his mind, but Turkey is currently buying weapons from Russia. And thanks to President Trump's maneuvering, now yep. Turkey and Russia are going to wind up having some tension because Turkey, of course, is trying to take over territory in Syria, which is being protected by Russia. So it's a very fascinating conundrum. We've seen President Trump break this kind of Central European and Middle Eastern and Eastern European alliance between these countries that formerly were allied with the West. We've seen President Trump turn these people against each other with what essentially amounts to a couple tweets and the removal of 28 troops. This man, he wrote The Art of the Deal. He must have certainly studied the art of war very well in addition.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? Speaking about Russia and Syria and all of them over there, like I said a minute ago, I look at all of this, how it's biblical. And I talked about it in my opening monologue the other day, how all of this is taking place is written in the Bible. It talks about a war that's going to kill 1/3 of mankind. And it's going to start where? In the Euphrates River, where Syria, Iran, Iraq, Turkey, all of this happening. Russia is supposed to be involved in this war. China is supposed to be involved in this war. And this looked like it's really gearing up to it. We are living in amazing times. For us to see this, for us to see these events take place, it is amazing time to be alive. And there's more coming. And I think President Trump, like I said before, it is biblical. President Trump is put in position right now in this day and age to do what God wants him to do. And it's amazing. It's amazing. All right, firepowernews.com. We'll be back after this short break. And we will take your phone calls. We're going to take your phone calls, 888-201-2244. See you in a minute.
A terrible witch hunt. A terrible witch hunt. This is so bad for our country. I just spoke to President Erdogan.
It's connected to the discussion we just had, and actually about social media earlier in our discussion. You know, Donald Trump, as you know better than anyone in the world, only got 46.1% of the vote nationally. You know, he got 47.2 in Wisconsin, 47.7 in Michigan. If you had said those before the election, you would have said he's going to lose in a landslide.
Right.
But one of the reasons he was able to win is the third party vote.
Right.
And what's clear to me, you mentioned, you know, he's going to just lie. I mean, you forgot, he's going to say whoever our nominee is will ban hamburgers and steaks and you
Absolutely.
Can't fly and infanticide, and people will believe this. So how concerned are you about that? For me, so much of this does come down to the win number. If he has to get 49 or even 49.5 in a
he
bunch of these, I don't think he can. So he's going to try and drive at people not to vote for him, but just to say, you know, you can't vote for them either. And
right.
that seems to
right.
be, I think, to the extent that I can divine a strategy, their key strategy right now.
Well, I think there's going to be two parts, and I think it's going to be the same as 2016. Don't vote for the other guy. You don't like me? Don't vote for the other guy, because the other guy's going to do X, Y, and Z, or the other guy did such terrible things. And I'm going to show you in these, you know, flashing videos that appear and then disappear, and they're on the dark web and nobody can find them. But you're going to see them, and you're going to see that person doing these horrible things. They're also going to do third party again. And I'm not making any predictions, but I think they've got their eye on somebody who's currently in the Democratic primary and are grooming her to be the third party candidate. She's the favorite of the Russians. They have a bunch of sites and bots and other ways of supporting her mm-hmm. so far. And that's assuming Jill Stein will give it up, which she might not, because she's also a Russian asset.
Agent, yeah.
Yeah, she's a Russian asset. I mean, totally. And so they know they can't win without a third party candidate. And so I don't know who it's going to be, but I will guarantee you they'll have a vigorous third party challenge in the key states that they most need it.
She's lying. What, in one hand, she's saying that she is going to be a third candidate. Then the other hand, she's saying she doesn't know who it's going to be. If you don't know who it's going to be, you don't know if it's going to be a male or a female, right? I mean, is that how you understand it, Tom? I mean, that's how I understand it.
It's very clear, and Tulsi Gabbard knows that she was being targeted. Tulsi Gabbard came out with a scathing reply on Twitter that I thought, I mean, I actually gained a little bit of respect for her, despite the fact that she's in no way a fantastic candidate. But look, to call Jill Stein a member of the Green Party a Russian asset, I mean, Hillary, who else is a Russian asset? Is your entire opposition a Russian asset? Trump's a Russian asset. Gary Johnson
yes.
of the Libertarians is apparently a Russian asset. Tulsi Gabbard, Jill Stein, everybody. Evan McMuffin, whatever the guy's name was. That, by the way, was a candidate run essentially by her. So the audacity of this woman to blame Jill Stein. I mean, look, Gary Johnson, the goofy libertarian who doesn't know what Aleppo is, he took states from President Donald Trump with his meager election numbers. If you want to look at it, Evan McMullen took states from President Trump because of his meager election numbers. To blame Jill Stein is ludicrous. And, you know, can we flash the tweets that Tulsi put on screen?
Yeah,
because
put that on
she
screen.
Needs to be called out for this. There we are. So hopefully folks can see that. You have her saying, look, Hillary, if you want to criticize me, there we go. Great. Thank you, Hillary Clinton. You, the queen of warmongers, embodiment of corruption and personification of the rot that sickened the Democrat Party for so long, have finally come out behind the curtain. From the day I announced my campaign, there has been she goes on to call for Hillary Clinton to hop in the race herself if she wants to criticize. Now, Tulsi Gabbard, I don't love the woman. She's fairly attractive, I think any red-blooded American can admit, but she's not a Russian bot. I mean, this
yeah,
is absurd
no.
that we have Hillary Clinton calling anyone. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think the Russian bots Hillary Clinton is referring to is anyone that's supporting her. And you know, the Republicans that like her. We're the Russian bots. When they talk about bots, they're talking about anyone who supports President Trump that get on social media. We're all Russian bots according to them, because there's no way the American people would have elected a great president like this when she should have been the one. All right, we're going to take your phone calls after we come back. 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. FirepowerNews.com. FirepowerNews.com.
with Will Johnson.
All right. Friday evening. All right. So we like to take Friday evening and take your phone calls and talk to you and get your opinion about all the little stuff that took place throughout the week and what you thought about President Trump and the Democrats. 888-201-2244. Give us a call. We got people already calling in. And, you know, a lot of times you can call and talk about whatever you want, but, you know, let's talk about what happened throughout the week. Do you think it was a good idea that President Trump pulled the troops out of the Middle East? Do you think it's a good idea that President Trump is be trying to be impeached by the Democrats? I'd like to hear about all of it. So give us a call, 888-201-2244. And, of course, if you are taking some of the supplements that are a great sponsor, please let us know about that because we'd love to hear about that. Okay, so let's go with our first caller here with Tom Pepper and myself. And it's going to be Liz from Virginia. Call about hey. Robert Francis O'Rourke.
Hey, what are you doing?
What am I doing?
Yeah. What are you doing?
I'm hanging out on a Friday evening.
Hey, let me tell you, y'all did a good job last night. I'm serious. I don't like Beto saying that we call all these people all these names, and yet we're not called anything. We've been called infidels, everybody in the Middle East, that you can fathom. We've been all kinds of names.
That's
by
true.
People all over the world for decades. We've been called warmongers and you name it. We've been called it.
And a lot of these countries that call us these hateful names, they hate it when we leave and they hate it when we come.
Exactly. And the thing that Rand Paul is getting at, that we've not actually been in a declared war, is because we've gone through the UN once again, the UN peacekeeping force, which is a bunch of crap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the minute we got out of helping the Kurds, the Germans stepped in. That's why nobody else is doing anything. It's because we are the ones that go in and play the parent.
Yep, absolutely.
Keep these countries apart. And we're done. I mean, he's right. You want to go in there, you give us a clear mission. Because I'm going to tell you something. When these guys go over there as peacekeepers, they're not allowed to do this. They're not allowed to do that. They're not allowed to defend. Da, da, da. I mean, they got a list of rules what they can't do. So they don't even know half of what they can do.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, absolutely.
Why do you think these guys are being on trial for committing war crime? Yeah, right. But they never should have been they never were considered war crimes. Bo Bird Dog committed a war crime when he walked off.
Mm.
That was
now,
a war
that's
crime.
Totally right. I mean, we have become the policemen of the world, and it's encouraging that we finally have President Trump saying we're not going to keep putting people's lives at risk so we can become the local police department, basically.
Exactly. You know, one of the things about President Trump, he says he hates having to write those letters. He said out of the entire job, I mean, he has the deep state, the Democrats, even members in the GOP, all of them, the CNN. He has all of these attacks. But the worst thing about the job is having to write those letters. And each one. I mean, so it's crazy. So, hey, Liz, I want to thank you for the call. Okay, so who do we have here? Mark from Pennsylvania talking about impeach.
Good evening, gents, enjoying the show. It's a nice new addition to the InfoWars lineup. Before I get into my talk about impeachment, the only product I use, the toothpaste right now, but unlike any other toothpaste I've ever used, I don't have bad breath an hour or so after I brush my teeth with this stuff. So
That's fascinating. I imagine that's the lack of sugar and additives. I mean, one of the things that Alex is very adamant about with this toothpaste is no filler. I mean, most toothpaste, they put tons and tons of just filler, just crud in there that isn't there to fix your teeth. It's there to make it cheaper so they can sell it to you. And you have to use twice as much and it doesn't work as well. So that's an interesting review. Thanks for letting us know. Infowarsstore.com.
Yeah. So, but anyway, as far as impeachment goes, even if it gets to the Senate, I don't know if it will, because if the Dems in the House, especially the new freshman ones from swing districts, go on record and vote in favor of this, they're losing their seats. But assuming it gets to the Senate, they'd have to get 20 Republicans. That's assuming all the Dems and both independents go in to vote for impeachment. They're not going to flip 20 Republicans, because even though many Republicans dislike Trump and would like to vote for impeachment, they're sleazy two-bit whores who like their seats. They like the power and perks of Washington. They don't want to give them up. And even for the senators coming up in 2022 and 2024, a vote for removal would be the kind of vote that will be remembered and get them tossed out. So they'll want to keep their seats, and hence they won't flip 20 Republicans and Trump's going to stay in office. Now, here's what I think will happen as a result of the impeachment. I think it's going to give us a good shot getting the House back and then holding on to the Senate, maybe building the majority. So.
Yep. Well, I hope you're right. I mean, I think that it's entirely dependent on people like you and the rest of the viewers out there putting the pressure on the Republican Party, because as you said, you're right. There are definitely 20 or 30 even Republicans that if they felt they could do it safely would turn on President Trump. It's just a matter of letting these people know that if they decide to go down that path, they're not going to be there come 2021.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, you know what, the Republicans that are, you know, like your Mitt Romney and the rest of them, that's kind of like some Mitt Romney's actually coming out with it, talking about, you know, he's not hiding. He hates President Trump. But there are a few that, you know, probably staying in the closet because they don't want, you know, the rest of us to know that they're like being pressured by the Democrats, and they're going to give in and they're going to fold over to them. One of the things that's really getting me is how, you know, Nancy Pelosi, they had this meeting about, you know, should we impeach him? Should we call the hearing on the floor? But they don't have the votes. And she knows it. And either if they do have the votes, she's probably pushing back because it's going to hurt the Democrat Party. And she knows that. And I want it to hurt him. And I still think it's going to hurt him. I mean, so I know we'll see. Hey, caller, thank you for the call. Is that Mark from Pennsylvania? Thank you so much. You know, Tom, when she, it was like a private meeting, right, to my understanding. I caught the tail end of the story on that, but it was a private meeting. They went in and said, okay, they came together and said, we're not going to impeach. They're probably in there screaming, yes, we need to do it now. We need to do it now. And she's probably saying, look, if we do it now, we don't have the votes. And the reason why I say they don't have the votes, because when you go over to CNN, which we all know they're not credible, they'll say that they do have the votes. They have different people on there. But then when you go over to Fox News, which is kind of like starting to lean a little bit left, they will say they don't have the votes. So somebody's lying, you know.
Well, and I'm more think subject even to, if they do, I'm sorry to interrupt.
I was going
to
say, I'm just more subject to believe. I was going to say, I'm more subject to believe that CNN is lying, but go ahead.
Right. Well, even if they do have the votes, I mean, it's almost a moot point, because the real objection is, you know, say Nancy Pelosi goes and she strong arms all these people and she forces them to vote for impeachment. The real question is, what happens in 2020? A lot of these House seats that the Democrats picked up are very vulnerable. I mean, a midterm election is very different in terms of turnout from the presidential election. President Trump is going to be on the ballot come 2020. These Democrats know that if they annoy their purple constituency, then the red part is going to come out like they've never seen before to vote them out of office. I mean, as the caller said, I mean, impeachment is one of the best things they could do. It's going to get great Republican turnout.
Yep, absolutely. So I see we have Nathan and we have Jefferson. We'll come back to you after the break. Firepowernews.com. If you want to call in and talk to us, 888-201-2244. All right, we'll see you in a minute.
Welcome back to Firepower with me, Tom Papert, and Will Johnson hosting. We're taking your calls for the rest of this hour, as we like to do on Friday nights whenever it's possible. So just kind of recapping, I mean, please keep calling in, but the topics of this week have been rather astounding. We've had the Democrats refuse to hold an impeachment vote. We had that bizarre Democrat debate where they came out and said that big tech companies haven't done enough to ban conservatives, and now we need to break them up just so they have to ban conservatives even more. We've had, of course, the bizarre, what was happening on the 17th, Joe Biden? We still don't know what he was talking about. Maybe he didn't know what he was talking about in his defense. Nancy Pelosi wearing the bullet. Such a strange week, wasn't it, Will?
It was completely strange. You know, when I saw that video about Joe Biden talking about slipping up and talking about the 17th, it just so happened President Trump is going to be in Dallas on the 17th and the same, you know, where JFK was assassinated at. So we talked about it earlier. It's just amazing how a lot of stuff can be diverted just by simply talking about it. So, all right, let's go back to the phone calls here. Let's see who's been on here the longest. Let's go with Jefferson from Virginia. Keep Happy Texas Friday, red. Tom. I like that.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. When it comes to the assassination plot, that we haven't dodged that bullet yet. Just because Joe Biden blew the cover on that doesn't mean that the ongoing plot doesn't exist. Maybe November 17th is going to happen. But we're all sleeping on the fact that Cenk Yogurt also tweeted that he had foreknowledge of some sort of end of Donald Trump's career on the 17th.
Hmm. That's fascinating. I mean, of course, he's, of course, a perpetual enemy of InfoWars and now, of course, banned off video as well. And yeah, I would assume he would know things that we wouldn't. And just following up off that, we saw Tom Arnold, who is famous, I guess, for briefly being married to Roseanne. We saw Tom Arnold the other day or yesterday say, yeah, well, JFK didn't make it out of Dallas, so keep an eye out, President Trump. I mean, these people they want him dead. I think that's safe to say.
Right. But what I'm saying is if Joe Biden had foreknowledge and blew it by mentioning it, that means the people that are plotting to take out the president are still actively doing it, but they didn't do it on the 17th because Biden blew the operation. So they'll just move it to another date. Every time he has a rally now, we have to worry about whether that's the time they're going to take him out.
You know, Jefferson, I tend to agree with you. And because, you know, they're trying to do this impeachment and nothing has worked. To give an example, right after the 2016 election, they tried to get the Electoral College to change the votes of the American people. That didn't work. Then after that came the whole Russia collusion delusion, which they had already been investigating on President Trump, or at the time, candidate Trump, which they supposedly don't do that, right? And they're complaining because President Trump is asking Ukraine to look into something, but they did it. It's okay. Anyways, because nothing has worked, even after all the women, Stormy Daniels, obstruction, and now the whistleblowers, everything that they throw at him, nothing works. And then if Joe Biden, like you said, and, you know, the 17th, that didn't work, just wait and we'll pick another day because Joe Biden brought too much attention to that date. I think they're going to go for broke, personally. Now, I pray that I'm wrong. I clearly want to be wrong. I pray that I'm wrong. Because if they do that, it's going to be worse than the Democrats ever imagined. Because conservatives, Republicans are not going to say Ali Bai any longer. So, I mean, I would agree with you. And I think Tom agrees with this as well. You know, we just have to hope and pray that it never happens. So.
We think the Secret Service should be investigating what Joe Biden meant and what foreknowledge he had. And there should be some official statement from the Biden campaign on what he was talking about when he mentioned the 17th and ending the president's term some way or another, taking him out of office. He couldn't say the 17th had anything to do with impeachment.
Yeah. So I mean, I agree with you. I agree with you. But I think they don't do it because he's a VP.
Well, and if, I mean, if that is indeed what Joe Biden was talking about, then we're never going to hear from the campaign. And just to kind of back up what you're saying, President Trump was talking all the way back in 2016 about why he eats fast food so often. And he says, look, it's because you go to McDonald's, you know that they have one bad burger and the entire massive company is going to suffer. If you go to a local restaurant, who knows what they might do to my food. And so President Trump, to me, that says all the way back in 2016, maybe he's worried about him spitting in the fries, or maybe he's worried about him slipping some arsenic in there, or who knows what else. So it's definitely something that we all need to worry about and hope that President Trump has extremely loyal Secret Service protecting him.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Jefferson, thanks for the call. Yeah, I mean, you know what? He's not the only one that's seeing it. We're all seeing it, that they want to do something to him. And I've said it multiple times, how they're probably going to try to do something and take President Trump out in a way that we, none of us want. Okay, so let's see who's next. Is that, am I seeing it, Nathan Vancouver?
Hi, guys. How's it going?
How you doing?
Welcome, Nathan.
Hey, I've just got a, thanks very much for your work. I've got a, just a shout out to the mainstream media. Just a couple of things here. A quote from Otto von Bismarck, 1862, quote, a newspaper writer is one who has failed at his calling. A newspaper writer is one who has failed at his calling. And shortly after Trump's wonderful election in 2016, Will Rahn, R-A-H-N, of CBS, actually had self-reflection. He laments mainstream media is losing public confidence because of their, quote, unbearable smugness. Unbearable smugness. And I think that's quite indicative when Mark Dice meets Jim Acosta in D.C., Jim Acosta treats Mark like a subhuman. It's pathetic.
Yeah.
And just a shout-out, Patriot Points. I got Mark Dice's last book, Liberalism Find a Cure, with my Patriot Points. And I'm looking forward to Mark Dice's next book due out next month.
Fantastic. Awesome. That's a great use of Patriot Points. I mean, that's one of the things that when you and I plug, Will, we don't mention nearly enough. A lot of times Alex is offering double Patriot Points on InfoWarsStore.com. And if you're buying the toothpaste, if you're buying your water filters, if you're buying your air filters, all on InfoWarsStore.com, those add up quickly and you can wind up getting a great purchase like that. That's a good, good plug there. Thank you so much for bringing that up.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, thank you, Nathan. Okay, so let's see. Is that Lola? Am I seeing that right? Lola from Missouri?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Will.
You know hey, how you
I've
doing?
I've been waiting to talk to you. A long, long time. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I
can. We can hear you.
Okay, well, I want to tell you something. I had something to tell you. Now, if I'm old and if I don't tell you quickly, I'll probably forget it, but I wanted to tell you something. When you go, like, in Chicago and those people were circling around you.
Yes, ma'am.
And when that man in that black coat, you thought he was going to jump on you last night.
Yes, ma'am.
Do not turn your back on them. You don't ever want to turn your back on somebody whom you don't know, whatever, because they could do anything to you in a split second or whatever, you know?
But yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Hold on, Lola. We'll be right back.
People, real politics. This is Firepower.
All right. Friday evening, we are taking your phone calls, 888-201-2244. We are talking about the crazy leftists, of course, and we're talking about what took place throughout the week. We're talking about the Trump rally. We're talking about Hillary Clinton calling Tulsi Gabbard a Russian agent. Really? Really? Russian agent? She's a really nice looking Russian agent, Tom. I have to admit. I mean, seriously.
She is.
I mean, I don't like her views on a lot of things, but if you want to talk about a Russian agent that's pretty, that's beautiful, she's one of them. Okay. So we had Lola on the phone and we kind of ran out of time there. So let's go back to Lola from Missouri. Lola, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Will, because I wanted to tell you that a lot of times I may not agree with what Trump does, but I love that man and I pray for him every day. But if you look long enough, when he makes the decision on something, because usually God's behind that decision, I feel, and it may not look good at first, but it does look good, and I'm glad he's trying to pull our troops from over there. We never
should have been over there.
And Nancy Pelosi is one of the scariest and crazy people in the world. And Hillary, of course, she's going to try to sneak in the back door and stuff. But, you know, I say this. God knows who the next president's going to be. And if it's God's will, then it will be Trump. And we will all have a better, we'll have at least 4 more years of a good America instead of a broken America or anything like that. You know, because we're lost. Because I've heard people say this on your show, and I know you believe this. We're in the battle of our souls. It has really nothing to do with Democrats and Republicans, but it's the soul of America that's being fought right now.
Yes, ma'am.
And
you are
100%
exactly right.
Prayer and stuff, we're going to win. But I wanted you to know that I did get an address so I could send you some money because I don't do the stuff on the internet with my credit card and stuff. But anyway, the thing of it is that you just know that no matter where you are, if I'm watching you, if I can get you, because sometimes I can and sometimes I can't, I've got God right there with you, with angels surrounding you.
Oh, I thank you so much. You know what?
You're one of probably the most greatest person I've ever seen on a network or whatever, you know, and stuff. But I think you already know that. But you know what's really nice is you don't get the big head.
I was going to say, because, I mean, I can't take any credit for anything that I do. Me personally, I always admit that I'm a flawed man. I'm not perfect. And the only reason why I am here is because of God. There's so many. I mean, Tom, for example, Tom is absolutely awesome. And, you know, Tom could do it all by himself, you know, and the only reason why I'm here is because of God. And I'm so thankful to be here to have this platform and to be able to do Firepower with Tom. So it's a great honor. And I thank you so much, Lola.
It is so nice to watch you out there with all them nuts. You know what I mean and stuff. It's really a show and stuff. And when you're old and you're staying home most of the time and stuff, you know, and stuff. But, you know, in a way, it's really sad. But, you know, their eyes are closed and God might open them up one day. But anyway, Will, I'm not going to keep you too long because there's millions of people want to talk to you. So anyways, I'm glad I got in and I'll be trying to send you something, okay?
Well, God bless you.
What a fantastic caller she was. That was a wonderful call. And I think it's so important that we all humble ourselves before God. What a lovely lady.
Yeah. You know what? Sometimes I during my day at my home studio, if I can do a live, I can take phone calls there and I'll talk to a lot of people and they just love the fact that, you know, I'm a black male, dreadlocks, and I love this country. I love the people in this country. And the color has nothing to do with it. And one of the things that really stand out to me is like a lot of people say, well, I don't see color. Well, I do. I see you. I see your color, Tom. And you know what? Thank God. I don't have any issues with it. The problem is we as man, we put precedence over one color over another. You know, I don't know why we do that, but we just do that. But for me, I see colors because God created all of these wonderful colors. And there's only Satan that wants us not to recognize what God has created. Same thing with the little girl, the little boy, the beautiful lady, the handsome man. God, you know, Satan doesn't want us to recognize it, but God created all these wonderful things and all these people with wonderful colors. And I recognize it and I see it. That's just me. But, you know, all right. So let's go to who do we have here? Let's go to Reed from Florida. You there,
How's
Reed?
How's it going, Will?
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Not too bad. Just to let you know, your hat's going to be in the mail here within the next couple of weeks. I finally got a P.O. box for you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. And also, everybody's talking about Beto. And, I mean, I was in the military for 16 years. I'm a combat veteran. I had a top secret clearance. Now, if I'm not mistaken, this guy has a criminal record. So how does he have a clearance to be in Congress, or do they not need clearances for Congress?
That's a good question.
That's a great question because I don't know about the clearances or what the congressional requirements are, but yes, I mean, Beto, I believe, I'm not even sure if I have to say allegedly, he was caught drunk driving, caught burglarizing somebody when he was a young man in high school and in his prep school, he was writing these weird little poems about how he wanted to kill 30 people by the time he was 23 years old. I mean, he's got a very, very sick head, that guy.
Yeah, I mean, I just know from my experience, they went to my shop teacher in high school for my clearance. And just knowing the dirt they have on this guy, how does he even have a clearance to be in Congress?
Well, you know, I think because he's a Democrat. And Tom's brought it up. I brought it up. You can be a Democrat and you can go out and rob a bank and take the money and spend it on something, and they come to you and say, well, where's the money? You'd be like, well, you know, I don't know. I mean, I had it at one point, but that was gone. And be like, okay, he doesn't have it anymore. There's nothing to see here. Move along. That's how the Democrats operate, because Beto is on Robert Francis O'Rourke is on the Democrat ticket. He's a Democrat. Sweep it under the rug. Nothing to see here. They give him all a pass to be corrupt. So, I mean, it's pretty ridiculous.
Okay, got one more thing, and then I'll let you guys go.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear something? I heard something, and nowadays I can't trust anything I see on the news, so I thought I'd ask you guys.
Especially CNN.
There was an actual gentleman that was caught with a weapon at the Trump rally.
Yeah, you know, that guy is considered a Republican. He wasn't a plant. He had his weapon. It was legal for him to have it. He had the license for it. He did nothing wrong. He had a mask because he has this is the story. This is what I'm told. And I've heard it from a reliable source. Okay. So, and not to try to like give him a pass or anything, but he didn't do anything wrong, to be honest with you, because he didn't threaten anyone with it. He had a mask on because he has his own personal business where he had to have the mask and the knee pads and stuff like that. So he had that with him. So it just became a stink. If you notice, the mainstream media is not talking about it, right? Because if it was something.
I barely heard
exactly
about it on Twitter.
Exactly. So if it was actually something there, Trump supporter going out, getting ready to shoot people, blah, 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 it would be all over the news. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing there. That's why they're not talking about it.
Well, and Will, I'm shocked about that. I'm glad you brought that up because it was, I saw it and then we did a little bit of research over the National File and we saw, all right, so he had a license. He didn't commit any crimes. He had this mask for what seems to be a reasonable reason. He did nothing wrong, but I still expected, Will, that when I woke up this morning, there were going to be 50 articles about the pro-Trump shooter. But thankfully that didn't happen. Thankfully, for one time, they couldn't twist this story.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Reed, thanks for the call. Okay, so we have another segment that we're going to take your phone calls, 888-201-2244. I see Corey, David, and Marcia. We're going to get to you after this break, all right? See you in a minute. RyanPowerNews.com. We're back. Friday. We're taking your phone calls. All right, let's get to it. Playing around with the guys in the control room. Greatest team in media. I have to say that live. The greatest team in media are the guys in the production room right there. These guys make it possible. And because of your support, it makes it so they can be here. You know what? That's one thing. You say, everybody, go back to the control room real quick. When you, the viewer, support our sponsors, Look at this. You make this happen. You make it so we can be here, so we can come to you, myself and Tom Pepper and all of them. That's what you're supporting, a team
to
bring it
on. You keep us employed.
All right, so let's go with, is that who's been on there? Marcia? But talking about Trump rally.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Will, I can't see, but I can hear. I listen on the phone mostly, and I'm so amazed. It sounded so fun when I heard Alex was coming in on a tank, and I don't know if Stuart Rhodes might have had a little something to do with that. I heard you. I heard you had the gumption to do it on your own Twitter feed, and I like that. And I've been visiting with you and Tom for a few weeks now, and I appreciate everything you guys are teaching me. Because I know a lot, but I don't know half as much as probably both of you put together.
Well, you know what? I want to thank you for calling us, and thank you for tuning in. And be honest with you, I'm learning a lot. I'm still learning myself, and I think we can all learn together in this journey because, I mean, we have to stick together.
Yep, we sure do. And it doesn't matter who you are. If you're willing to learn, that's really what it's all about.
Absolutely.
And I can't believe Tom Pappert's only like 24. I don't know when he started learning. I was a little kid and I was anti-war, but now I'm much older than 24. And I started really picking up about 2012, learning about Ron Paul. And then I met Stuart Rhodes a few times in California. And more recently, and probably the last 15 years, I learned about Alex Jones, and I listen mostly. But we don't have a local affiliate that plays Alex Jones much.
Huh.
They play like 1 hour here in Kansas City, if you're lucky. So that's mainly why I have to listen on the phone.
Okay. Well, I guess it's better than nothing, right?
Yeah, but the people are very upset.
Oh, I bet so. Well, that's dedication.
Yeah.
People call. Nobody's listening except for maybe the primary owner who plays you all at night. I don't think the secondary knows about it, but it's great to talk to you guys. Now I have a quick question. Do you remember when supposedly, and I think it is about 4 or so years ago, Dr. Ben Carson and Donald Trump went to church together? Do you remember
that?
And I heard that the man who was doing the camera work would not quit the video when he was told to cut. And Donald was actually anointed. Do you remember that?
I don't recall that.
I remember them going to church. I don't remember that. That is fascinating.
Yes, and it's difficult to find. If you try to find it on the internet, good luck. You used to be able to find it a little bit, but not so much anymore. Yes. I think Donald Trump with a Jerusalem Bible.
Okay, so I'm going to have to see if we can find that. But hey, Marcia, I want to thank you for your call. And I'm going to have to really look into that. Okay, so I didn't mean to cut her off if I did, because I want to get to some of these other callers because we're running out of time here. And I'm going to try to get to them here. Let's see. Let's go to Corey from Nevada. You there, Corey?
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Hey, thanks for calling.
Hey, first off, I want to say any brothers out there listening, boo-hoo-roo, homies. And one thing I got to say, man, my stack right now, I got the 8-pack power stack. I got the Alpha Power. I got the Ultra 12, X2, and Super Male that I stack in the morning. And it's fantastic. I feel great.
Fantastic. That is awesome. Thank you for your support. How has it changed your day?
I kind of changed course on exactly what I was talking about, but I think I want to mention is like any.
Wait, did you want to talk about like hypocrisy of the left?
Oh well, that's just blatant as hell. Anyway, I mean, anybody that like listens to this can like obviously see that it's blatant as hell. But any place that like wants to disarm its citizens has intentions to do things that you would want to shoot them for.
That's a good point. I mean, you look all over the world. There, I mean, obviously we all want to be peaceful people. I think you're a peaceful person. It sounds like you're part of a fraternal brotherhood of great people. But look, I mean, China took the guns. Now they have concentration camps. In Nazi Germany, they took the guns. They killed people in the street for disagreeing with the dear leader. Venezuela, same thing is happening in North Korea.
Yes.
Russia, they all did the same thing, and like, we're like, yep. Oh, it's gonna be different this time. No, it's
well,
not.
You know what it is?
It's not gonna be different.
Yeah, it's not gonna be different. What it is the socialist Democrats here say, "Oh, we can do it better." Like, oh, yeah, right. We're not gonna go along with that.
That's right. It goes back to the whole real communism has never been tried type of thing. Real gun control has never been tried.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, hey, Corey. Thanks for the call. All right, let's go to David from New Orleans.
Hey,
how you doing, David?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Great, man. Look, thanks for taking my call, and I got two shout-outs. One to the greatest Chinese basketball player since Yao Ming, Peking James, and number two is Lola, one of the previous callers, and I want to just say God bless you, Lola. You sound like a sweet lady. And I had two points that I wanted to make. One is, you know, we can say our prayers. This is something that we can all do. And if you're not Catholic, which I am, look into the rosary. It's powerful. And number two, buy the supplements. The APAC Power Stack is an awesome deal right now, and it has been awesome and very helpful for me to be productive and also get a good night's sleep as well. So,
awesome. Yeah, thank you, David.
And, yeah, no problem. Can I say one thing about my faith?
Yeah, make it real quick.
Yeah, being Catholic, I don't care if there's a communist there who's Pope. He's a man, and he's not going to separate me from my God and going to mess up that relationship. So Catholics, stay strong. Don't leave the church just because there's a communist in there.
All right, well, awesome. Thanks for the call. All right, let's go to, was that Mike from Idaho?
Yeah, that's me from Idaho.
How you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing fine. As far as you were talking about that guy being armed at the Trump rally,
yes.
Yeah, I would have been armed too. I mean, I always leave home with it.
Yeah, well, you know what? One of the things that I heard that if they actually call to, you know, do something to Trump, try to assassinate Trump, I guarantee that a whole bunch of patriots would surround the White House just to protect them. Now the Marines wouldn't have it. They wouldn't want it because then you have too many people getting in the mix. They don't know who they can trust and it would become a big, you know, big stink. But people would step up to protect the president. And it looked like, I mean, God forbid that it happens, but it looked like we're going to have to. So.
Well, and the fact is, I mean, this is a guy in Texas of all places. Are we really going to be shocked that a guy in Texas exactly. was using his constitutional rights? You know, big exactly. surprise there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, Mike, I'm going to thanks for the call. Yep. We're at the end of the show for this week. It is Friday already. It is Friday, right? I'm still working on 3 hours of sleep. I love it. I love it. I love it. So Tom, have a beautiful and blessed weekend. Look forward to seeing you and talking to you Monday. Everyone that's been riding along with us this week, today, tonight, thank you for sharing our information. And thank you, God bless you, for supporting our sponsor, for making it possible for us to be here. All right, we'll see you tonight. In the name of Jesus.